Good morning, beautiful. How are you?
Good morning, Natalie. I'm pretty good. It's such a beautiful summer-like day. It's really hot, though. Woo!
Yeah, it's very hot, but it's beautiful. Like you say, we're not going to complain yet. And so today we are going to be talking about our lovely men and the critical ones that have influenced us through the time. So we'd like to welcome everyone from the Wellings and any of our followers, and welcome you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Our beautiful ambassador, a wellness coach, author, happiness expert, and of course, beautiful soul.
Thank you.
So with Father's Day, you know, around the corner, and, you know, June starts to make me think about the men in my life who have really made a difference and influenced the way that I live. And Men's Health Week, you know, close by. We really, I think it would be a great time to just sort of celebrate our guys.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and I feel like we, because women generally lead celebration. You know, Christmas is more or less a woman's event. Valentine's Day is about women. It's all about the women, because women know how to get stuff done. We know how to celebrate big time, especially we know how to celebrate others really well. We're not the best at celebrating ourselves, but that's a conversation for another time. But I think what's really cool is that we take some time to acknowledge, you know, with great respect, admiration, love, and full-on acceptance of the men who have helped to shape us. Because, you know, while women are the leaders in our world without any question, the men have helped to shape who we are. And they stand beside us as our partners, as our parents, as our sons, our brothers. And we want to acknowledge the great impact that they have in our lives. Now, we live in a very, very different time than our dads did.
Yes.
That's being polite. So let's start by talking about our dads. I want to hear about your dad, because your dad was something of a maverick. He just did things quite differently, certainly from my dad. And I know that he helped to shape you as the woman that you became with, you know, the influence he had around sport and business. And, you know, I want to know what it was like to have such a maverick of a dad to help shape you.
Well, I think you get taught from an early age, or I got taught from an early age, that you just go for it. You know, there was never talk. My dad wasn't an amazing communicator by today's standards. You know, he didn't sit you down and, oh, well, if that's the way you feel, you know, research would show or studies would show. But he just led through example. And I was a really careful observer. I sort of like to think I'm still that way. And so I just watched. I just watched him. And through osmosis, you know, I came from a house that was highly competitive. You know, we how fast could you eat? How quick could you go? You know, were you running? Were you ski racing? Did you win? Like, it was a whole, it was a house of, you know, winners. Like, everybody wanted to win. And in different levels, but people love that sort of feeling around it. And I sort of feel that that's what Dad brought to our lives. And through that, you know, I wasn't afraid to tackle much of anything. I mean, I went to university. I mean, he didn't even finish high school that I know of, but went to university, and he was proud of that. But it was just, you know, well, that's what you've got to do if you want to have a job, you know, so you go. And there were times where I just didn't want to have anything to do with it. But if it was one thing that our whole house, Mom included, sort of taught us, was, you know, with tenacity, And a drive to succeed, and you just keep pushing through those obstacles, eventually you're going to get it done. And so by the time I finished, I felt I was so proud of finishing, because it wasn't something I lived to do, but I was proud of that. So I think that he really taught me about, you know, charisma and hard work and, you know, tenacity and all of those kinds of lessons. And it helped shape me, given the fact that I chose to work in an environment that was nearly all men.
Yeah.
So now, I had to have that part of me.
Just give some context for people who may not be familiar with who your dad was and the business that he started that you grew up in.
Oh, my father started Tommy and Lefebvre in Edelweiss Valley Ski Resort. And he started when he was, I want to say, 20 years old. And all he knew was skiing. So he was a World Cup skier and an Olympian. And, you know, we started to have a family and thought, well, geez, it's all I know. So I think I better have a ski store, because he had worked at Hegdevik ski store. And so, you know, from that, it just blossomed into an amazing business, and a very stressful one. We didn't see tons of my dad. We saw him at dinner, and we'd see him on the odd weekend. But honestly, he was just a great big personality. Like, he was just always there for me, like us as a family, but for me in particular, just watching him all the time just was like, well, geez, like dad did that, or dad did this, or, well, if he can do that, I could do that, you know, that sort of thing. And he definitely set the bar pretty high for the type of person that I would eventually marry as well, right? Because they sort of model what you're looking for as a mate.
Yeah, for sure. And you talk about in the beautiful essay you wrote about your dad, you talk about too how Kevin, your husband, shares a lot of the qualities that your dad had. And I love that you said that Kevin often, you know, knows your strengths better than you do and celebrates them before you do.
Well, yeah, like, you know, my second career, for instance. So I worked at Tommy and Lefebvre, as you know, 25, 30 years. My second career is at Nautical Lands Group with the Wellings. And, you know, we're redefining what retirement living is. You know, Wellings is where you belong long before you ever need a retirement home. And it's a very, you know, you choose to be there. And so for me, when I wasn't working at Tommy and Lefebvre anymore, and, you know, I took some time off, and Kevin said, no, you know, you could come and do the marketing. And honestly, in that moment, I thought, well, that's impossible. I don't know anything about that industry. It doesn't make sense to me. But both he and Kirk said to me, well, you have everything that you need to do the job. Like, you have the skill set. You just have to learn about the industry. I never really even thought about it in that way, maybe embarrassingly admitting it, but I didn't. And so, you know, for me now, I love what I do. I actually feel it filled me up at a soul level, because it gave me opportunity to meet you, gave me opportunity to meet, you know, BJ, work with Scott Broderick, like, you know, people that really helped me become who I am on a work level and on a personal level. So I've been very fortunate there. But you know, if it wasn't for him saying, you know, get into it, Nat, you've got everything you need, I probably wouldn't have jumped in.
Right. Well, I love that. And I love how, and I had the same experience, by the way, when I left TV. I wasn't sure I had transferable skills because they seemed so specific to one industry. But honestly, you know, when we have all of this experience, we stand on that stage of all that experience for our next chapter, and it comes with us. So I just love that. Can I share with you a little bit about my dad? And it's a contrast to the experience you had with yours, because my father was a very creative, sensitive, tender, kind of a quiet man. He had charisma. People adored him. They were drawn to him like flies to peanut butter or honey. and he played the piano. He was not a great, you know, he didn't articulate any feelings, you know, that was just the time. That was the time that they grew up in. So their actions really spoke much louder than any words they could have said to us, right? And the one, piece of advice my dad gave me many, many years ago when I was just a little kid was, when you fall down, get up. That's all he said. And that stuck with me because, Natalie, I fell down so many times and I found a way to get up again and to keep going, because I realized, you know, because we didn't have that communication, I didn't ever share with my dad what I wanted to be. He could tell I looked up to him. He was a creative guy. He worked for Canadian Pacific Railway. He was the editor of their magazine called The Spanner. And before that, he was the public relations guy. When we lived in Vancouver, he was sort of more or less paid to party with the press. And back in the day, you know, you invite a newspaper guy to a party with food and booze and you're in, like, happy times. But, you know, that life was rather reckless, and it had an impact on our family for sure. And, you know, there were some personal things that happened to my parents that really did set them back, but they kept going. And my parents were true, you know, they were those people who persevered. You said the word, like, resilience. We want to be resilient.
Yeah.
And just by their example, I learned to be resilient, that regardless of what life delivers to me, it's my choice whether I'm going to let it take me down or whether I'm going to rise above it. And I'm so grateful that I had the parents, and just like you, you know, they say we do choose our parents actually, but I'm just grateful that I had the parents I did who helped to shape me into the person I am today. And, you know, at some point along the way, when people talk about their parents and maybe complain about their dad or whatever, at some point it's up to us to take ownership and responsibility for our happiness. It isn't your dad's fault that you turned out X, Y, Z. Your dad is your dad. You are you. And we have to take the best and leave the rest. And that's what I feel.
Yeah, that's a great way.
Today that I can do is take the best and leave the rest. And I just have such great compassion for what our dads had to deal with, because that was a very, very different time. And there was so much pressure on them to provide for the family, to be the leader of the family, etc. And, you know, there's no friggin' handbook for how to be a father. So good for them. I say good for our dads. And then my husband is also a very creative, very tender, very sensitive. He's a piano player. So there are a lot of qualities in my husband that my dad shared as well. But my husband has this really remarkable sort of visionary ability with his creativity. He's a marketing guy. So he knows how to create visions for clients and get things done. It's very impressive to be around that type of energy that you grew up with, which I did not. But to have it in my life now is very inspiring. And it sure helps me as an entrepreneur to up my game and constantly be expanding and pivoting and looking at how can I serve better? How can I be and do better? Yeah.
Yeah. You're constantly growing. Constantly. Like I found for me, there was a time in my life where all of a sudden I had time to think of, to put the work in that you need to do to accept and move on. And like nothing terrible happened to me at all. It's just, at some point you sort of, like you say, you're taking ownership of your own life. Like, oh yeah, that's right. Oh, I'm responsible.
Yeah.
You know, rather than, you know, I can remember Kevin would work late at night and I would have dinner ready, you know, and I'd be like, man, he didn't come home. He did. And my whole day would be set off because he missed supper. But somewhere along the way there, I said to myself, well, what are you doing? Like, eat with the kids. He'll come in when he does. He'll eat and that's fine. But I realized I was responsible for that. And that wasn't until in my 40s, I think I finally a light bulb went off.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of it. As we start to get older, we start to be more comfortable with the idea that, wow, I need to work on this. Like, it's not going to happen for me all the time. I have to do the work.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the idea too of having the masculine rather than male, female, but thinking about your masculine energy and female energy and how, like for me, I have to work on the female type of energy, mostly because I have it intrinsically, but I haven't really pulled it out a lot. And I'm working on that all the time because the job that I had, which was very stressful and super analytical and very rational and objective and all of those male types of characteristics. I mean, I don't need those as much now. It's not that I don't want to win and we don't want to make sure that things are done in a process that is efficient, but I need the skill set of the collaborative, multitasking, you know, all of those sorts of things that are on the feminine side.
Yeah.
So I feel that, you know, having both the strong elements really has allowed me, as my mom uses terminology sometimes, but it allows you to sort of look after everything that comes your way. When you have a combination of both and you know that you're trying to create, there's nothing wrong with having more of one and the other, but if you're trying to become more whole and you put both of those energies together, you're better equipped for life.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is one area, just sidebar, this is one area where men have not really been encouraged to develop their divine feminine energy. You know, we as women watched men in business lead because that was where we wanted to be. The only role models we had were men back in the day. But today it's a very different, divine, beautiful world. And women are rising because we are more receptive to this divine feminine, which is compassion, collaboration. It's around sort of nurturing leadership as opposed to the competitive, you know, best guy wins, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, nothing wrong with competition, but I think we get more done when we look at how women lead with that strength. And by the way, I think it's important for men to understand that we know you have feelings. We know that you care, and we would love you to feel comfortable to share however you feel, whatever's going on with us. We want you to feel that we accept you the way you are, whatever that is, however you want to be, but we don't want you to sell yourself short either by not feeling that you can just be fully yourself, whatever that looks like for you.
Yeah. And I think hopefully through this pandemic where there's more and more people talking about being collaborative and empathetic and, you know, receptive to new ideas and creative and all of that sort of thing, like that, I think that there's more exposure to that. So I do feel more men will realize that there's value to that. And I think some of the great organizations have a real combination of male, you know, super driven and competitive side, but how they do it is differently than we can be very competitive, but we're more collaborative.
Right.
So we know we can get stuff done. And so we surround ourselves and delegate probably differently than a guy would.
Yeah.
And well, at least that's been my experience.
Yeah. And we celebrate it all. And we celebrate it all. So, you know, what a blessing it is to talk about our dads and our husbands the way we can, because the deep respect that we have for the human condition, like, you know, we see it in the work that you're doing. I see it in the work that I'm doing. And I know that every person struggles. And that's how we grow, is by getting into the mystery, as Albert Einstein says. You know, the most wonderful things happen in that mystery of growth. So don't be afraid, whatever is going on, but we want to open up the celebration of all men and thank them for being an influence and having an impact in a positive way in our lives. Even those who show us what we don't want, I thank them too.
Yeah. No, it's all part and parcel of who we are. And the world is full of both masculine and feminine.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic. I mean, there's been so many really wonderful men walk through my life and had an influence in my life and probably don't even know it. But, I think of Imrie there with his cooking. I mean, honestly, he's an amazing cook. And all the guys that I know that cook are pretty damn amazing cooks. So that kind of inspires me.
That's a wonderful connection to have, too, is through food. Food and sharing, because we both love that. We both love recipes and food. I love his videos. I just love the impact that these guys have, and so unabashed. Like, let's just get out there and do it, make life good and share the good with everybody. Natalie, it's been a great conversation today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, Kathy. You're amazing.
You're amazing too.
Have a great day. Have a good day.
Bye for now.